In many ways, Hickenlooper, a Democrat, returned to his roots as a brewpub owner and businessman. He talked about entrepreneurship, expanding broadband, and creating a strong workforce for the future. He says by almost any measure, his administration has helped create one of the best climates for business in America.
We cut red tape. We promoted the state not just to tourists, but as a pro-business destination for aspiring entrepreneurs. We championed innovation and technology and made it easier for small businesses to get a loan.
Looking forward, he says the state needs to support education to grow. He asked for more money for schools, increased real-world apprenticeship opportunities for students, and training in computer technology.
Why not give those schools with a foreign language requirement the choice to offer coding as an alternative language?
Hickenlooper's most rousing applause and standing ovation came midway through his speech when he urged lawmakers to respect the dignity of their positions and honor and respect colleagues. It was our reporting that first revealed accusations of sexual harassment against three legislators, including formal complaints. Republican Senators Randy Baumgartner of Hot Sulphur Springs and Jack Tate of Centennial and Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack of Thornton all faced complaints.
Let's pledge here and now that we will not tolerate sexual harassment in the state of Colorado.
The accused lawmakers deny any wrongdoing. Legislative leaders are also in the process of reviewing the Capitol's workplace harassment policy and hiring a new independent HR person. Hickenlooper's priorities for his final year include rural economic development and finding more funding for roads, schools, and water infrastructure, and lowering health care costs.
Well, I think it was a good speech.
That's Republican Senator Don Corm of Montrose.
Every year I've been here, this is my eighth year here, and we always hear good speeches, and actions speak louder than words.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says Hickenlooper has been pretty good to work with and called him pro-business. He says he thinks the governor's ultimate legacy will come down to this final session. There are still major areas of disagreement. Grantham no longer supports Hickenlooper's call to have voters consider a tax increase for transportation, even though Grantham was the main sponsor of a bill to do that last session.
We're in a different atmosphere now. We actually do have the money, so if we do have the money to do that, why would we go to the voters with a proposition that I think is going to be pretty tough to pass when we are showing right now that we have the money to do it already?
Colorado's most recent economic forecast shows about $300 million in the budget above what was projected. Republicans want to use that money to pay off a transportation bond. Democrats don't. It could prove to be one of the major sticking points of the legislative session. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon chairs the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee, which crafts the state budget.
There have been a lot of pent-up needs over the last several years because we've been dealing with budget reductions and looming Tabor refunds. Clearly, this year we're in a much better budgeting place, but sometimes that also presents the challenge of how to best prioritize those dollars.
More than one time, Governor Hickenlooper asked lawmakers to consider their love for Colorado and making the state even better, and how cooperation and trust in government go hand in hand. As in many of his past speeches, he urged bipartisanship. And after nearly 50 minutes, he wrapped up.
So one last time from this podium, giddy up.
I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.